الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، والصلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أفضل النبيين وعلى سائر إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلام الله عليهم أجمعين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا كلنا حسن النية. كنا في الدرس الماضي تكلمنا آخر ما تكلمنا عن الوديعة. The last thing we discussed in the past class was الوديعة, safekeeping. الآن نتكلم إن شاء الله عن العارية. Let us continue and we'll talk now about العارية, which means to about the borrowed articles. فمن أراد أن يستعير شيئا أو يعيره عليه أن يعرف أحكام هذه المعاملة قبل الدخول فيها. The one who wants to borrow something or to lend an article needs to know enough information about the rules pertaining this transaction before doing it. معنى العارية إباحة الانتفاع بشيء, يعني واحد إباحة الانتفاع بشيء مع بقاء عينه. إباحة الانتفاع بشيء بلا مقابل مجانا مع بقاء عينه, يعني أن يبيح الشخص لآخر منفعة معينة من شيء من الأشياء من غير مقابل يأخذه, يقول له انتفع بكذا, يسمح له بالانتفاع بهذا الشيء مع بقاء عين هذا الشيء من غير أن تزول عينه بالانتفاع به. When we talk about borrowed articles, we mean by that allowing someone to benefit from an article for free without consuming the article itself or part of it when benefiting from it. مثال ذلك, عندك حصان تعيره لآخر ليركب عليه, عندك ناقلة تعير آخر لينقل بها أغراضه, عندك كتاب تعيبه لآخر ليقرأ فيه، تكون أبحته المنفعة التي هي القراءة في الكتاب، استعمال الكتاب للقراءة مجانا، والكتاب لا يتلف بهذا الاستعمال ولا جزء منه، هذا يقال له عارية. An example of the borrowed articles, borrowing an article, is when you have, for example, a horse, you lend it to someone else to ride it for free. When you have a truck, you lend it to someone else to remove his belongings from one place to another for free. When you have a book, you lend it to someone else to read in it. So what you are doing actually, that you are letting this person, giving permission to this person to use this book without paying anything in return, and without the book or part of it being consumed when using it. This is what's meant by lending and borrowing articles. وهي مستحبة. Doing that with a good intention is rewardable, of course. وتصح من غير تقييد بمدة ومع تقييد بمدة. تصح العارية من غير تقييدها بمدة معينة ومع تقييدها بمدة معينة. يعني تصح العارية إذا قيل أعرتك هذا من غير تحديد مدة، أعرتك هذا الكتاب، وتصح لو قال أعرتك هذا الكتاب إلى ساعة أو إلى ساعتين أو إلى يومين، هذا يجوز وهذا يجوز. Lending an article is valid with specifying a time limit for that and without specifying a time limit for that. Which means you can tell someone, I now lend you this book, without saying for 1, 2, 3, or 7 hours or 7 days, without specifying a time. And you can say, I now lend you this book for 2 hours, for 2 days, for 2 weeks, or the like. Both ways are valid. ولا بد فيها أن تكون معينة، لا يصح من غير تعيين. أعرتك أحد أثوابي، لا يصح، لا بد فيها من التعيين. It has to be specified. That is, the borrowed article needs to be specified. It is not valid to say, for example, I now lend you one of my clothes, one of my cars. It has to be specified. وأن يكون المستعير معينا. Likewise, the one who is borrowing needs to be specified. لو واحد الآن قال لنا نحن الجالسين هنا أعرت أحدكم سيارتي، أعرت أحدكم حصاني، لا يصح، لأن المستعير غير معين. So the one who borrows also needs to be specified. So if someone tells us, we who are sitting here, if someone tells us, I now lend one of you my car, my horse, or the like, this is not valid because the borrower is not specified. ولا بد أن يكون بالغا عاقلا. He needs to be pubescent and sane. وله أن ينيب من يستوفي عنه المنفعة. And he is entitled to authorize someone else to acquire the benefit for him. مثلا أعرت إنسانا سيارتك ليستعملها له وهو لا يعرف أن يقود السيارة، له أن يطلب من آخر أن يقود السيارة على حسب إشارته. For example, you lend your car to someone else, he does not know how to drive. He is entitled to ask someone else to drive it for him, to take him from one place to another. وللمعير أن يقول له لا يستوفي المنفعة غيرك، أيضا له. On the other hand, the lender can prevent him from doing that. He can tell him, you are the only one who is entitled to acquire the benefit. That is, I don't allow someone else, for example, to drive the car for you. Take my car, I lend it to you, but no one drives it except you, for example. He is entitled also to do that. If he says that, then the borrower himself drives the car. He doesn't allow another person to drive it for him. ولا بد أن يكون المعير أيضا بالغا عاقلا. Likewise, the one who lends needs to be pubescent and sane. وألا يكون مكرها. And not forced under the threat to lend his car to this person, to the borrower. ويشترط أن تكون المنفعة ملكا له حتى يبيحها لغيره، حتى يصح أن يبيحها لغيره. وإلا لو كان مثلا يملك بيتا لكنه آجر هذا البيت، لا يستطيع في خلال مدة الإيجار أن يعيره لثالث، لأنه في خلال مدة الإيجار لا يملك هو المنفعة، إنما الذي يملك المنفعة هو المستأجر. Also he needs to be the owner of the benefit of this article. Because if he is not the owner of the benefit, how is he going to allow someone else to acquire it? So for example, if I If I own a house and I rent it for a year, during this year I cannot say to someone else, to a third person other than the one who rented the house, I lend you my house, use it during this time. Because during the year I do not own the benefit of the house. The benefit of the house is in the ownership of the lessee, of the one who rented the house. Yeah, if I own a house and I rented it to someone else, I cannot at the same time when it is rented tell a third person, I lend you this house, go use it. For at the same time I can't do both things, because during the period for which I rented the house, I do not own the benefit. The benefit is in the ownership of the lessee, of the one who rented the house. Of the rental. Okay. You got it. ويشترط أيضا أن يكون المعار يمكن الانتفاع به مع بقاء عينه كما قلنا، فلا يصح مثلا إعارة تفاحة للأكل، لأن الانتفاع بها يكون بأكلها بزوال عينها، لا يصح. As we said, the borrowed article needs to stay, to remain, not to be consumed. When acquiring the benefit, this is why it is not valid to lend an apple to someone to eat it, because when he eats it, it is consumed. To lend some gas to use it for his car, for example. Land here can have mahak. Do you understand what I'm saying? As it's not i'ara, but I can borrow يعني a gallon of gas oil, and then give it back to the person. So you have two different ways. Both, do they call both lending in English? They do. Then you need to differentiate to see what I mean. What I mean is, I cannot borrow, how do I say it? No. What? No. Let me think a little bit. You have something which is called, you say, you lend someone something, and he needs to give you back a similar quantity from the same kind, Mahek. Like when you lend someone what, $1,000, and he needs to give you back $1,000. Okay, this is called lending. Also, you lend me your car, and I don't need to give you back a similar car. So I use it, and then I give it back to you as it is. You call this also lending, isn't it? You can lend gas from the first type of lending, and you cannot lend it from the second type of lending. I'm trying. Did you get it? No. What if, okay, I'll try to do it in another way. I lend you a gallon of gas. In this case, there are, yani, if I give it to you, if this means I give it to you, so you give me back a gallon of gas equal to this one, then this is okay, this is valid. If this means that I lend it to you, so you use it, and then get the benefit from it, and then bring it back to me as it is, this cannot be done, Mahek, when you use it for your car, isn't it? So this is invalid. Doing it the second way would be invalid because it is consumed. It's not going, you are not going to bring it back to me as is, Mahek, as it is. So this is what I mean. Naam, Ya Ali. Yeah, lending in this meaning. I don't know how you are going to phrase it in English. I mean al-i'ara. Mbala. What counts for it to be a valid transaction is for you to get the benefit and at the same time without consuming the borrowed article. فإذا استعمل المستعير المعار فيما أذن له فيه من غير تقصير منه فتلف المعار فليس عليه غرامة لا يغرم. واحد أعارك حصانا لتركب عليه ركبت عليه مات الحصان ليس عليك غرامة لأنك استعملته في المأذون لك فيه من غير تقصير. If one uses the borrowed article as he was permitted without falling short in keeping it, without using it in something which he was not permitted to use it, and then this article get damaged or the like, then the borrower does not have to pay anything to the lender. For example, if someone lends you a horse to ride, you ride the horse, and while you are riding the horse dies, for example. Then you don't have to pay anything to the lender. You used it as it was permitted to you. أما لو أعارك حصانا لتركبه فنقلت الحجارة عليه فمات فعند ذلك تغرم. Now if he lends you the horse to ride it, And you use the hose to remove stones from one place to another. Then the horse dies out of that. Here you need to pay him the value of the horse. Because you did not use it in what is it was permitted for you. Permitted for you. وليس للمستعير أن يعير غيره بلا إذن من المعير. The one who borrows an article is not entitled to lend it to someone else without the permission of the owner. إذا أعارني شخص كتابا ليس لي أن أعيره لآخر إلا بإذنه. If someone lends me a book, I am not entitled, it is not permissible for me. It is a sin. It's not permissible for me to lend it to someone else without his permission. I need to take his permission to lend it to someone else. واضح? Is it clear? ومن المعاملات أيضا الشركة. Among the dealings is the partnership. فمن أراد الدخول فيها لا بد أن يتعلم أحكامها. The one who wants to make a partnership, he needs to learn the rules pertaining to that before doing it. وكم من الناس في أيامنا يدخلون في عقد شراكة فاسد. Many people nowadays, because they do not learn this, they make invalid partnerships. Invalid ones. Many people do that. الشركة هي عقد يتضمن ثبوت حق لاثنين فأكثر في شيء على جهة الشيوع. هذا معنى الشركة. عقد به يصير اثنان فأكثر لهما حق في شيء واحد. كل له حصة من غير أن يكون هذا له من هنا إلى هنا وهذا له من هنا إلى هنا، إنما على جهة الشيوع. حصة على جهة الشيوع من غير تعيين للحصة في شيء واحد. Partnership means a deal by which two or more people would have the ownership of the right of the ownership of one article without specifying the part that each one owns. Without specifying a part that each one owns, or parts that each one owns. مثلا يشترك اثنان في بيت اثنان شركة في بيت لكل منهما نصفه مثلا معناه هذا له نصف الحصة وهذا له هذا له النصف وهذا له النصف من غير أن يكون هذا له النصف الشرقي مثلا وهذا له النصف الغربي أو هذا له النصف الشمالي وهذا له النصف الجنوبي، إنما هما شريكان مناصفة في البيت. For example, if we say two people are partners in owning a house half by half, this means that each one of them owns half of it, without specifying that, let's say the eastern half is for so and so, and the western half is for so and so, or the northern half is for so and so, and the southern half is for so and so. No, they are both partners in the ownership of this house. والأصل في الشركة في مذهب الشافعي في إقامتها كيف تقام شركة في مذهب الشافعي الأصل في ذلك أن يخلط مالان إقامتها مبنية على خلط مالين أنا أجيء بمالي والآخر يجيء بماله فنخلط المالين ويأذن كل واحد منا للآخر في التصرف نكون إيش عملنا شركة في هذا المال. How a partnership, a valid partnership, is done. A valid partnership is done by two or more people. Each one brings his money. The money is mixed from both sides, is mixed, and then each one of them gives the other permission to act with the money. That's how a partnership is done or established. مثلا أريد أن أتشارك أنا والحاج علي مثلا في تجارة ألبسة لو فرضنا هو يأتي بماله وأنا آتي بمالي نخلط المالين ثم كل منا يأذن للآخر بالتصرف أي بالشراء والبيع هكذا تكون الشركة الصحيحة. For example, Haj Ali and myself, this is far away. Haj Ali and myself want to do a partnership to trade in clothes, for example. I bring my money, he brings his money, we mix them, and then I give him permission to sell and to buy and sell, and he does the same. This is how we have a partnership. This is how it is established. أما ما يفعله بعض الناس من أن يجتمعوا اثنان أو ثلاثة أو أربعة كل واحد يعمل في عمل مثلا الأربعة يشتغلون على يشتغلون بنقل الناس بالأجرة بالسيارات بالأجرة فيتفقون فيما بينهم أن ما نكسبه في كل يوم نجمعه ونقسمه إلى أربعة أقسام متساوية من باب الإلزام مش من باب التراضي من باب الإلزام هذه شركة فاسدة غير صحيحة. So what some people do, let's say four people, they work as taxi drivers, four of them. They agree together, they make a contract together that every day they gather what they acquired, the money that they acquired, and then they divide it into four equal parts. That is, they make a contract, that means they have to do that. This is an invalid contract. Invalid contract. This is not a valid partnership because it is not contingent, it is not established on the mixture of the money. It's not based on that. أناس آخرون نكون مثلا ثلاثة شركاء في عمل، نأتي بواحد رابع نقول له نحن ندخلك شريكا في العشر مثلا، هو ما وضع شيئا، ندخلك شريكا في العشر لكن أنت تقوم بالعمل، وهو ليس ما عنده ما وضع من المال شيئا، يكون لك العشر من الربح. هذا أيضا لا يصح. Another type which is invalid, if we are three partners in a business, we get a fourth person, we tell him, we will make you a partner in our business, you will get 10% of it, but you do the whole work. You didn't put money with us, we put the money, you do the work, and you are a partner, and your share is 10%. This is not a valid partnership. The valid partnership is the partnership based on mixing the money. This is how it becomes a valid partnership. ولا بد في المال المخلوط أن يكون مثليا. إيش يعني مثليا؟ يعني لا بد أن يكون مما يحصره الكيل أو الوزن، لا بد أن يكون المالان مكيلين أو موزونين، يحصران بالكيل أو يحصران بالوزن، وأن يكونا وأن يضبطا بالصفة بحيث ينضبطان بالوصف، إذا وصفا لا يعني الوصف يخرجهما من الجهالة، لا بد من ذلك في المالين. مثلا أنا أجيء بقمح، المال ليس المقصود به هنا العملة الورقية فقط، لا، أنا أجيء بقمح والآخر يجيء بقمح، القمح يضبط بالكيل أليس كذلك؟ فإذا مضبوط بالكيل والقمح يضبط بالصفة، تقول من نوع كذا ما هيك يضبط بهذا، أنا آتي بهذا القمح وهو يأتي بقمح مثله ونخلطهما معا، نصير شريكين على حسب حصة كل منا في القمح. أنا أجيء بدنانير ذهبية وهو يجيء بدنانير ذهبية، الدينار الذهبي يضبط بالوزن أليس يضبط بالوزن؟ يضبط بالوزن، والنوع ويكون الطرفان مضبوطين بالصفة، يكونان متماثلين نخلطهما هكذا، ثم كل واحد يأذن للآخر في التصرف، هكذا تثبت الشركة. The both quantities of money that are mixed needs to be either needs to be measured by weight or volume. And could be well described. To mix, to be considered a valid partnership, the two amounts of belongings, it's not only currency, no, you can mix other than currency, but the belongings on both sides need to be from the kind which can be well described in a way that you can describe it and it's not unknown anymore. And it can be measured either by weight or by volume. Let me give you an example. Watermelons are not considered measured neither by weight nor by volumes. So I cannot get my watermelons with your watermelons mix them together and establish a partnership. Okay? But barley or wheat are considered from this type. So I can bring my wheat and you bring yours that are similar because you can measure them. I can measure them. Let's say the volume of the wheat that I bring is half of yours and they are from the same type because you have different types of wheat, isn't it? Wheat can be well described. So we bring them from the same type. We mix them together. We like this, we will have a partnership where my share is 1/3 of the total and your share is 2/3 of the total. With watermelon, it doesn't work. With golden dinars, it works. With silver currency, it works. With dollars, it works. One moment. It's okay. With sheep, it does not work. I have 5 sheep and you have 10. We mix them together. It doesn't work. Because sheep are not measured neither by weight nor by volume. See, so you cannot establish a partnership based on mixing two flocks of sheep. Okay? Yeah. نعم. Yeah, they need to be similar, of course. Yeah, as far as I remember, those are not similar. So let me review it to be more sure about it. بس ما هو مضبوط بالوزن بالأصل. بيدرس الواحد بالشرع بيعرف. بصير بيعرف. ليتر. نعم. ها؟ زي أبنات؟ What are dollars? Papers. Okay, how do you buy papers? By weight, don't they weigh them? Don't they sell them by weight? We are not talking about that. They are originally papers. And papers are sold by weight, as far as I know. Because let me tell you why. Because the paper currencies, when in the religious context, they are just like wheat and barley. They are not the base of currency, if you want. The base is golden and silver currencies. So dollars are exactly like wheat, barley, and the like. You treat them the same way. Exactly the same way. That's why, what do you do if you have a business, if you run a trade, what do you do to pay a zakah? You check the whole value, how much it is in gold or silver, depending on the rules, either in gold or in silver, and you pay the due zakah in that, isn't it? You don't check it in dollars or in euros or the like. What? This is how it is. Because they are different. You need to have similar things. Didn't I say the same type of wheat with the same type of wheat? They need to be similar. طيب نعم حاج هو هيك بحيث لا يتميز حصة أحدهما من الآخر هو هيك. When you mix them, after mixing them, the mixing needs to be in a way that after that you don't recognize the share of each one that was put initially. So if they are not similar, you can still differentiate. If I bring bills of $100 and you bring bills of 20, even if we mix them, still I can know mine and you can know yours. Okay. طيب. ويشترط كما قلنا لفظ يشعر بالإذن لكل منهما في التصرف. On top of that, there has to be a permission from each one to the other to use the money. ولا يشترط معرفة مقدار كل من المالين عند العقد إذا كان يمكن معرفة ذلك بعده بمراجعة حساب مثلا. مثلا أنا أتيت بدنانير وأنت أتيت بدنانير. أنا لا أعرف الآن كم هي وأنت لا تعرف، فخلطناها. صحت الشركة إن كنت أستطيع أن أعرف كم جلبت بمراجعة حساباتي مثلا، وأنت تستطيع أن تعرف كم جلبت بمراجعة حساباتك. أما إن كنا لا نستطيع لا يصح، لأنه كيف يعرف ما هي حصة كل واحد؟ Now, when mixing the money, is it necessary to know how much I put and how much the other partner puts? No, if it can be known through another way. And if I bring my money, he brings his money, and I don't know how much I bring. An amount of money, I don't know how much. He doesn't know how much. We mix them together, but I can know later how much by going back to my accounts. He can know how much by going back to his accounts. Then it is valid. Because like this, we can know what is the share of each one of us. If we cannot, then it is not valid. Because we cannot know the share of each one of us then. Before mixing, yes. That is before mixing. فإذا تمت الشركة، إذا حصلت الشركة، لا يجوز لأحدهما أن يبيع بأقل من سعر المثل إلا برضا شريكه. Now, if the partnership is established, no one among them is entitled to sell with less than the market price, except with the permission of his partner. Without the permission of his partner, he is not entitled to sell for less than the market price. For example, I'm a partner with another person. Then my daughter comes to buy from the store where I am a partner. So because she is my daughter, I give her the item for a price which is less than the market price. This is forbidden. Except with the permission of the partner. Without the permission of the partner, I am not entitled to do so. وَلَا يَجُوزُ لِأَحَدِهِمَا أَنْ يَبِيعَ بِسِعْرٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ سِعْرَ الْمِثِلِ وَهُنَاكَ مَنْ يَرْغَبُ بِدَفْعِ أَكْثَرٍ. Now even also, it is not permissible for any of the partners to sell the item with any price while there is another person who pays more, who wants to pay more for that item. So if someone wants to buy from me, I'm a partner. He wants to buy from the store an item for $10. And there is another person who wants to buy the same item for $11. Even if the market price is 10, I am not entitled to sell it for 10, while there is someone who wants to buy it for 11. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ الشَّرِيكِ, except by the permission of the partner. ويكون الربح والربح والخسران في الشركة على قدر المالين. Now if we are partners and there is a profit, how much my share would be from the profit? It would be the same share that I have in the partnership. If I'm a partner and my share is 1/4, then how much do I get from the profit? 1/4. If my share is 2/3, I get 2/3 of the profit. Same thing applies for the loss. If there is a loss, then my share of it would be 1/4 or 2/3, etc. Depending on my share in the partnership. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ الشُّرَكَاءِ فَسْخُ الشَّرِكَةِ مَتَى شَاءَ. Everyone among the partners is entitled to breach the partnership whenever he wants. وَإِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُ الشُّرَكَاءِ انْفَسَخَتِ الشَّرِكَةِ. Likewise, if one among the partners dies, then the partnership is breached. وَكَذَلِكْ إِذَا جُنْ. Likewise, if he becomes crazy, if one of the partners becomes crazy, then the partnership is breached. نكتفي بهذا لأن المستقات فيها تفاصيل عديدة. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions about that؟ يا علي. Yes. Some people, I'll tell you what. Some people, they feel that they are not very sure about why they get what they get every day. One day they might get, they might acquire a big amount of money. Another day, a small amount of money. So sometimes they might think that if we come together and we share, we put together what we acquire, then we share it in equal parts, In this way, all of us, we will have kind of a consistent, to a certain extent, a consistent amount income that we have. This is why they do it. If they do it every day because they want to do that, not out of a deal that they don't make a deal that they have to do it, but they come together and they do it out of their own will, it is permissible, of course. But if they make a deal by which they say that they have to do it, then this is invalid. This is why. Of course, but it doesn't, if they agree or they do not agree, it's irrelevant. What counts is how much really they mix. If this one puts double of what the other puts, then this one will have 2/3 of the total, and this will have 1/3. What counts is how much each one of them put to mix together. Wafiq. No. They don't have to measure it that way. But originally it has to be measured, it accepts to be measured by that, by volume or by weight. كيف يعني بقى؟ ما حصل ما بصح. If two people, each one is one in, if two people are in different countries and they agree to have a partnership without actually mixing the belongings of the money, this is not a valid partnership. حقيقي حقيقي. Physical mixture. Physical mixing. Physical. Yeah. It has to be done this way. Now, لو كان واحد له عنده دكان مثلا لو كان Go ahead.
So you said any partner can breach the contract whenever he wants?
Yes.
If you have, say, 6 people and they each have equal shares in a partnership and one of them wants to get out of the partnership,
yeah,
is the partnership for everyone broken?
No, just for himself.
So the other 5 people have equal shares?
The other 5 people, they have equal shares. Yes.
تحسين الظن لما شخص يعيرك أمر شيء أنت بتعطيه لحدا ولا بحسن الظن يا باب
أصدقك بظن أنه صاحبه بيرضى
نعم
أنت أدرى بصاحبه إذا كان تعرف حقيقة أنه بيرضى ولا لا
بس إذا بتعرف حقيقة أنه بيرضى
هي صح
هي صح
اوكي هاي اللي كان جيت بدي اقولها بعدين بطلت اثنين لا اثنان خلطا ما ليهما واشتريا لو فرضنا بهذا شيئا ليس مما يمكن ضبطه بالوزن أو بالكيل. لو افترضنا اشتريا أثوابا يتاجران في الثياب مثلا، وأراد واحد أن يدخل معهما شريكا، هل هناك سبيل لذلك؟ في سبيل، وهو أن يشتري منهما حصة على المشاع، على المشاع، حصة على المشاع من التجارة. مثلا هذه الثياب التي يملكانها يشتري ربعها، وبعد ذلك يسمح لهما بالتصرف في ربعه، ويسمحان له بالتصرف في الثلاثة أرباع التي لهما، هيك يصير هو شريكا في الربع. وفيك. If two people mix their money together and they become partners, then they buy, let's say, clothes. They trade in clothes. Clothes cannot be measured neither by weight nor by volume. And then later a third one wants to become a partner with them. Is there a way to do that? Yes, there is a way to do that. For example, he buys from them one fourth of the clothes without specifying this, 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 and this one. No. One fourth of this, he sees the clothes and he buys one fourth of them. After buying one fourth of them, one fourth of the total, after that, he gives the other two permission to buy and sell, to sell and buy his share, and they give him the permission to sell and buy their share. In this way, he becomes a partner and his share is one fourth. تفضل إلياس.
More of a share. Like say, he says, okay, we'll split it half and half.
Is that okay, one of them, he owns three quarters of the partnership, and the other, his share is one quarter. But the one who owns three quarters says, I want to give more profit for the other partner. I will give him one half of the profit. What's the question?
That's the question. If he put in more money, so he's entitled to more, but he wants to give half and half, let's say.
Why? Out of his goodwill, just, it is permissible. But if the other partner works more, they are two. One owns three quarters, the other owns one quarter. The one who owns one quarter works more. If he tells the other one, I work more, you need to give me, I need to get a bigger share, this is not permissible. If he wants to give him out of his goodwill, yes, but to make it a condition, this is not permissible. Even if he works more, even if he puts more effort in that. Even if he is the only one who works, even if the other one doesn't put any effort, still the one who owns three quarters is entitled to three quarters of the profit, and the other one is entitled to one quarter. Even though this is an invalid, if they consider it an agreement that they must fulfill it, but if they talk together and they get to a mutual understanding that because you are putting more effort, I will give you more of the profit. Not that this is your right, no. But I want to give you more as thanking you for putting more effort or the like. This is permissible. But at any time he can say, I don't want to give you more. At any time he can say, let's stop it. I will not give you more than one quarter, for example. Huh? No, he cannot hire him. Because he is a partner. They can both hire someone else. But he cannot hire him. Go ahead, sister.
I have two questions. One is in regards to the partnership. If one partner that's just puts $20,000 in, and the other partner works and puts in her share, or his share, inshallah, and they purchase properties or they purchase things, and then therefore they don't know how much money was what, but if they go back to the account, they'll know who put what. And then one partner says, well, you don't have anything, you don't own anything, because they agreed to put it in one partner's name. But then the one that is in their name, that says, it's in my name, and I put my work money in, I don't know how much you put in, but they're still partners. So therefore, they want to now be the owner, not a partner. Like they say, I own, but they can't say that because the money was already mixed, and the one that they're disowning put the majority of the money. So how does that work?
So you are talking about two people who mix their money. They have a partnership, but at one point of time, legally it was...
just registered in one partner's name.
Registered in the name of
one person.
One of them, but religiously they are still partners.
They're still partners.
Yes, they are.
Sure. Second question was in regards to renting and leasing. You rent to a person, and it's month to month, and it's known that on the 10th of each month, this person is to pay. They paid, but then they went 3 months without paying. You tried to contact them. They won't contact you back. But then you saw them. You say, okay, they paid you the money, and then you agreed to give them another month. The next 2 months come, they didn't pay you, but you agreed to that. Now, they paid the 3 months backed up, but now the following month, you agree to allow one person move in with them, which paid them. Now, they put that person out. They kicked the person that was authorized by the owner out and changed the locks without the permission of the owner.
Okay.
Then they don't pay again, and then they move in four other people into the house, but they don't want to pay. They say that they had to buy other things that's more important than paying the owner.
Okay.
Now, they haven't paid, let's say, for June, okay, and they don't intend to pay for July. Okay. You can put them out, but if they stay till July, do you still charge them for July or just put them out? Like, they haven't paid for June.
Did the owner make a contract for them for July?
No. The owner actually, when they didn't pay in June, told them they had to leave.
Then the owner can put them out.
Put them out. Now, they are, now let's say June is over, July is coming, they're still there. They stay there again. It's hard to put them out. They won't. Whenever you change the locks, they get someone else to change the locks to let them in. Like, they keep breaking into the house.
And what is the question?
The question is, upon putting them out, let's say you finally get them out in June, do you still collect for for July?
If they stay without the permission of the owner, mm-hmm, then the owner is entitled to ask them for the rent, which is usually paid for the period that they stay.
Barakallahu feek.
Wa feek. Assalamu alaikum. Tafaddal ya Waleed. في بيع حصته.
فيه يبيع، بس في شيء بين الناس بسموه حق الشفعة.
بلا شفعة.
قال الشركين التانيين إذا هن بيشتروا أول شيء، في شيء ومنه يعني مزبوط ولا شو؟
ليش بدو يسألون؟
إذا بحبوا يشتروا حصته.
إذا باع فيهم هن ياخذوا من الشريك الجديد بالسعر اللي دفعوا.
لا قصدي قبل ما يشتروا.
هذا اللي الشفعة، هذا اللي بالشرع. ما دخل، ما شرط يسألون، لا.
لا شرط.
إذا باع عندما يعرفان لهما أن يأخذا من الشريك الجديد بمثل ما دفع. هذا هو.
أيوة بارك الله
وفيك.
Without making profit, or he needs the consensus of his partner.
He needs to take the permission of his partner.
Two questions. One is, I asked before about the buying and selling. If a person said, "Do you now accept that I purchased so and so for such and such a money?" Can the person just answer simply yes without saying "I accept"?
In English, what does that mean?
That they would, if I was to say to someone, "Do you accept to so and so?" and they said yes, that means that they agree to what I just asked them about.
I how do I say it? I'm not, let me say it this way. Go back, check what are the meanings of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can it have another meaning also? And then, depending on that, the answer would be.
So
if the only meaning of it, I accept, then as if he said, "I accept."
Well, if I asked him if they accept,
But before going, before doing that,
okay, check it.
Check thoroughly. About it with people who are really knowledgeable about the language.
Concerning the situation of the buying in a extra, you have a partnership and there are a certain amount of partners and another person wants to buy in to the partnership. How would they buy the 1/4 without specifying?
Yeah, if I have a land, for example, can't you buy half of it without specifying? You can. You can.
Okay.
If I have a house, you can buy half of it without specifying a specific half. The same thing applies if I have a quantity of clothes and you see them. And after seeing all of them, you buy one half of them without specifying. This is also permissible.
I'm sorry, I was under the impression that, let's say, you said I buy half of these CDs or whatever. It's permissible for me to just say that and then somehow I take half. If they're all the same, what's the situation? I don't understand.
Yeah, this is different than I buy one of those two cars or the like. This is different than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mubarak.
Wafiq.
In this situation where a new partner buys into this clothing business,
does he buy only 1/4 of the clothing? Or does he buy 1/4 of all of the assets that this partnership owns? For instance, 1/4 of the store, the building where they...
No, not the building. Are they partners in the building?
If the partnership bought...
He can buy 1/4 of the building and 1/4 of the merchandise.
Okay. But
whatever he buys...
But you determine his share not by the percentage of clothing he bought, but rather the percentage of everything.
And what they are partners.
Okay.
It depends on that. Barakallahu feekum. There are two things, Allah yubarik feekum. Before you run out, you leave to play or... I have two questions here. Money that is enough to make Hajj on his behalf to cover the expenses of that, and Hajj was an obligation upon him before he died, then they do it. They have to do it on their behalf, on his behalf. They are not entitled even to divide. The heirs are not entitled to divide the inheritance before doing that. The other question, if vegetables were fertilized with najas, will it be permissible to eat these vegetables, etc.? Yeah, it is permissible. شو هي يعني؟ عرفت.
بس شو يعني؟ يعني للفيجيتابل ولا للدجاج إذا أكل؟
Likewise, if the manure, if the chicken manure is used to fertilize the plants, even if an animal, a cow, eats something that is najasa, or a chicken eats something that is najasa, it is permissible to eat the meat of the chicken, to eat the meat of the cow, to drink the milk of the cow. It remains tahir, pure. Okay, this is one thing. The other thing, Allah yubarik fikum, Hajj Ali wants to tell you something.